For today's GeoQuiz, picture this goal 13 minutes into a match between the national soccer teams of Ireland and Estonia.
This time finds Kane with the header. Now McGady. Presence in the area for Ireland. Andrews arriving late. Andrews has scored. The Republic of Ireland take the lead. And what a start to this Euro 2012 playoff.
It was an exciting goal, especially if you're an Irish soccer fan, especially if you were in Estonia to see the action close up. Unfortunately, many Irish soccer fans who made the trip couldn't get into the stadium. The cheap tickets were being scalped for as much as $800. Later, we'll tell you how one clever Irish soccer fan did manage to get in without a ticket. First, name the northern Estonian city where the match was played. It's Estonia's largest city, and it's home to Lecoq Arena. Tickets to big sporting events can be hard to come by. One Irish soccer fan didn't let that stop him, though. He figured out a way to get right up close to the action during a game this week between the national teams of Ireland and Estonia. That match took place in the Estonian capital, Tallinn. That's the answer for our GeoQuiz today. Connor Cunningham joins us on the phone from County Cork, Ireland. Connor, you traveled all the way to Estonia for the match without a ticket. First of all, why'd you do that?
We were hoping that when we got to the stadium, we might be able to buy some off possibly locals or maybe even meet a group of Irish lads. Maybe they'd have a spare ticket or something along those lines. We were just basically hoping to pick one up at the ground.
And?
When we got there, unfortunately, they were just such a high price like this. We really couldn't justify buying them. The tickets were €14 face value, which is cheap.
Right, that's about $20.
Yeah, a lot of locals then were looking for upwards of €500-600 for one ticket.
All right, that's a pretty big markup from about $20 to about $800.
Yeah,
so what did
exactly,
you do?
Yeah. So as it was getting closer to kickoff, we were fairly anxious that we might miss the match. So we headed towards where the media would enter the stadium, and there was a lot of TV cameras and crews set up with all their equipment. And we tried first anyway to just walk through there and pretend we were part of the media and see if we could blend in with the crowd. But unfortunately, we got stopped by security.
Right.
So I just noticed that there was an open doorway behind us, and I kind of wasn't being watched. So I slipped into that open doorway, and I was hoping that I'd be able to come out the other end and possibly into the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went in there, it was actually just one closed-off room. But while I was looking, I came across a bag of footballs, a bag of soccer balls. Like, so I said, the idea started flashing in my head that if I pick them up, I might be able to go out on the stadium and pretend I'm with the team. I was still just dressed in my own ordinary pants and an Ireland jersey. So I had another look around the room, and I found an Estonian tracksuit, the official one, the same one the players are wearing.
Uh-huh.
So I just threw on the tracksuit, grabbed the bag of footballs, and I said I'd just make a break for security, basically, and just kept the head down. I basically just walked straight into the stadium from there, just with the Estonian tracksuit and the footballs on my back.
That's absolutely brilliant. So you pulled a con job, basically. What was going through your mind as you walked out onto the field, and then what happened?
Oh, I was still terrified walking out. I was convinced I was going to get caught, but I suppose the further I got out, the more the confidence grew.
Uh-huh.
And eventually I got to about the halfway line where the Estonian players were sitting. I'm kind of blending in with their team, so I might as well just sit with them and pretend I'm with them. So I sat down in their half of the pitch with them and just started watching the match right from the sideline rather than going up into the stand or like any of the other fellas with tickets did. I was actually right on the touchline watching the match from up close. It was very, very good view. I took out my mobile phone just to maybe record some of the match because I still couldn't believe my luck what I was after getting away with. So I said I'd make a little video so people would believe me, basically. It seemed unbelievable to myself even doing it. But it didn't even end there then. When the match ended, Ireland were after winning 4-0. I was so happy and so excited about it. But I decided I might as well chance it again and see if I could go out and meet some of the Irish players. I suppose the fact that I was wearing the Estonia tracksuit, they thought I was official or part of the team, and they left me straight on. So I picked up the bag and I went straight out then to the Irish players and started congratulating them and giving them handshakes and hugs and everything and celebrating with them and clapping to the fans. It was as if I was one of the team. Like, you know, all the players were very nice. They were all chatting to me and they couldn't believe my story when I told them how I was after getting into the ground. Like,
yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, once you see the video and you know the story, it's just like, my God, he really got away with it. What about that Estonian tracksuit? Do you have to give it back?
Oh, no, I managed to bring that home with me, so I've a bit of a memento to remember the occasion by all right.
Connor Cunningham speaking to us from County Cork, Ireland, about his escapade in Tallinn, Estonia, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Connor, thanks so much.
No problem at all. Cheers. Thanks for the call.
And we posted some of Connor's escapade videos at theworld.org. You don't have to sneak in to play our GeoQuiz texting game. Just text GeoQuiz one word to 69866. That's exactly how today's three winners got in the game. Christopher in Savannah, Georgia, Abdallah in San Jose, California, and Roxanne up in St. Paul, Minnesota. Congratulations.